This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday morning, I introduced you to J.B. Phillips, the Anglican priest and Bible translator who wrote a tremendous book that you can still get today called Your God is Too Small. And he describes very clearly what a lot of people believe about God, and often they have the wrong or a small view of God, like God is the resident policeman who's out there to get you, even if you think you've done something wrong. Maybe you haven't. God is greater than your conscience. And the Bible says that God is greater than our feelings. He knows everything. Let me just take this again a bit further with a second point that J.B. Phillips says, that people say God is the parental hangover. Now, Christian counselors will tell you that the image that most of us have of God is a picture that's largely based on our childhood relationship with our parents, especially our father. It can be with our mother, of course. And it's true, whether we're committed to church or not. It was Selwyn Hughes, another author, who explains it better than I can. He said, when we become a Christian, God didn't drill a hole in our head and deposit a clear concept of himself there. True, God doesn't work like that. We relate to God in harmony with the rules and the laws of relationships that we've learned in childhood. God is our parents magnified. If your father, for example, was loving, warm, tender, and compassionate, and he gave you lots of attention and approval, chances are you'll tend to feel today that God is just the same. But then again, if your father or mother or both were tyrants and abusive, legalistic, cold, distant, or perfectionistic, chances are you'll feel God is the same. And Selwyn Hughes says that God has made us in his image. But we do ourselves, he said, great harm when we try to make him in ours or in that of our parents. So if you base your concept of God on your parents, your God is too small. A minister filling in for his friend told the story one Sunday night that a young student came to church and came to speak to him. I've got something important I want to talk to you about. He was a little bit aggressive, and the minister's name was Jay. I don't want to insult you, Jay, but I came to this church service mostly because it's a good place to meet girls. There are some very beautiful, young, professional women who come to this church, so I've found this is a good place to meet them. It's a wholesome place on Sunday night. I don't want you to feel insulted, but I don't even believe in God. Well, Jay wasn't offended by that. He appreciated this young man's honesty, but he wanted to know more. His young friend had a maiden aunt who was rather neurotic, and every time the family wanted to talk about the football, she wanted to talk about her own death. And every time someone had a good time, she wanted to bring up questions like hell and all this. So he concluded that believing in God had something to do with his maiden aunt. You see, his view of God was far too small. What about God, the old man with a long white beard who has lived forever? This is another view. And J.B. Phillips says, talks about a group of students being asked about a new thing that just discovered, had been discovered 50 years before the book was written. And they're talking about radar. And they asked a group of students if they thought that God understood radar. No, said the student, God's too old to understand radar. And some Sunday school kids were asked to write down what they thought God was like. And most of the answers said something like, God's a very old gentleman living in heaven. Isn't it true that children often view their superiors as old? And this can carry over to their conception of God. Maybe a nice old man. But God is neither old or young. He simply is. There's God in a box. God is there. If you want an answer, just open the box. Or the managing director, whose job it is to steer the universe and make sure everything comes out okay. Well, our God is bigger than these things. Our God is big enough to see you today. And there's an old Sunday school chorus that says, my God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. If kids can say that, why can't we? Is your God big enough to handle everything in your life? Thank you, dear Lord, that we're talking about you, the omnipotent, powerful God. May our concept of you be as big and real. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.